She plays the good girl on Bold and Beautiful. I'm blinking for a second. But we're talking to Courtney Grossbeck next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
That's your theme music, you guys.
There it is.
You know I love it. You know
that
I love it.
Saxophone bringing us in.
It's just such a great. You guys know I love the last one too, but this one I think you love even more.
Yeah,
I do. This is a Bold Beautiful interview, and I'm James Lott Jr., your host, also the host of Bold Breakdown we have on Sundays. So we like to bring you people during the week to talk to you, and this person, she is super lovely. She's been in commercials. You may recognize her on Parenthood. Yes. She's also has done a lot of different things, but right now she is playing Coco Spectra on CBS's top drama, The Bold and Beautiful.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Courtney Grossbeck.
Hello. Oh my gosh, the applause.
See the applause, my damn.
I just need that in my regular life.
I wonder if you should follow me around too.
Well, you just need to introduce me to people like that just always.
I love it. How are you?
Amazing. I'm so good, James. How are you?
It's nice to meet people in this business who are friendly and nice.
Oh.
And you are one of those people.
Thank you.
And it's funny because I said I'm a hugger. And you never know how people are going to react to that sometimes. And you're like, I'm a hugger too.
Oh, no, 100%. Like, a handshake is fine, but also, like, full disclosure, I have clammy hands more often. So it's also nice just for a hug.
Well, also just means that you're bringing them into your circle. You're like,
exactly.
Okay, we'll be safe, protected.
Heart to heart.
Heart to heart.
Yep.
I believe that mm-hmm. also. Mm-hmm. So you can follow us, of course, on YouTube and iTunes under Bold and Beautiful After Show. But this will be under Bold and Beautiful Interview. And her name will be there. So you just look up Courtney Grossbeck. Not Grossbeck, because I thought it was at first.
Oh, thanks for asking, by the way.
I was like, sure. You know. I was like, because I thought it was Grossbeck.
Yeah. No, but I'll accept it either way.
You're honestly. Like, as long as they say nice things to me, you'll talk to you, right?
As long as you flatter me with compliments, it's fine.
No. Totally. I get that completely. As long as they're talking about you, it's always saying.
Yeah, you know.
So, the fans are watching. Hello. Now, okay. So, you first started out, that I recognize you from, of course, mm-hmm. is your appearances on Parenthood.
Yeah.
Which was such a great show. Were you sad to see it go?
Yes, I really was. And it was so funny because I was a part of it for 3 of the 6 seasons.
Yeah.
But even then, I was only in like two episodes in season 3, one in season 4, and then like a bunch in season 6. But even then, like, I still felt so much a part of the family because everyone was so like-minded in the sense that they were just all like, so genuine and just so radiant and just like, it was a great show.
Well, it's such a great cast. We're talking like Craig T. Nelson and mm-hmm. Lauren Graham, Peter Krause, all these people. I mean, all the kids were talented. Everybody was talented.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, yes. It was like a really great group to be a part of and just like, honestly, it started off that way. It was really like awesome just to learn in that way.
Were you first contracted to come on for, like, one time, and then it led to, did you know you would be coming back once a season or
it
so?
It started off as, like, a guest star, and then it just kind of turned into, like, a reoccurring role,
oh, that's good,
which
yeah.
was really awesome.
Yeah, I remember seeing it. Yeah. I'm going to show a couple pictures from that.
Oh, no.
From that one, so, and there we go, just one with Ray Romano. Yes. Now, what was he like?
Oh, okay, Ray.
And is he tall?
He's very tall. I mean, yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm picture him really tall.
Yeah, comparatively, I'm just small to everyone, so everyone's kind of tall to me. But, no, he's literally the best.
Wow.
Like, the most amazing human being. And it was so cool, too, because I remember I grew up back in Florida. Mm-hmm. So, like, in Florida, I used to watch, Everybody Loves Raymond with my mom, like, every time I would get home. And, like, we'd make mac and cheese sometimes and watch that. So it was really incredibly surreal.
I'm sure it was.
And, like, full circle to be able to be like working with like this man that I adored even before I met him.
So when you come across that, because you know in this business we're very fortunate, sometimes I get to interview people that I grew up with and I admire too, and you get to
that
work
must
with them.
Be so cool.
Oh, it's very cool. It's very, very nice. But I know for me sometimes I do get a little starstruck for a minute at first. It was the same for you too.
It was like
when he walks through your door and you're like, oh my God, it's him. It's Raymond.
It was so interesting too because I would have thought that I was and I would have thought that my mom would be too, but I feel like his energy is so grounded and genuine that it would be like hard to be starstruck around him because like his humanity is just so strong.
Wow.
That it was just like, it was incredible.
That's a testament to him. That's a real testament to
100%.
Him.
100%. I'm like his number one fan.
Wow.
He's so great.
He's very talented. And then show the next one.
Yeah.
There you go.
My stink face.
Yeah, I love it. I love that hair. I know that hair is so long and
really
straight.
Long. Yeah. No, the hair team did a really great job on that show. Because my hair is like really like hard to manage and stuff. I barely do it myself. That's why it's so short now. But I was always impressed. They gifted me a straightener one time.
They really? They said, girl, try this, right?
Try it. It'll change your life. It did, James. You know.
I believe it. But no, but you both have good hair in there. Everybody's got good hair.
It's like, yeah. Okay, you know, it's a family. Runs in the family.
That's so funny. Well, you actually go ahead and show that one. Let's just show that next one.
Okay,
you at the Emmys.
Hi.
I was about this later, but no, I was about it right now.
Bring it in.
Great outfit, first
Thank
of all.
You. You
have
Thank
great
you.
Shoulders. But oh. I was like,
thanks.
Because you pull that off, you have to have great shoulders. But first of all, I was just like, I thought it was like your older sister or somebody. Like, who is that?
Yeah.
Very sophisticated. Yeah.
Thank you. I'll take it. Honestly, I give all the credit to like this awesome team that helped put it together. Like, I could not do that myself. Heck no. but my manager he was really awesome.
So your manager set all the team up for you because you're going to the Emmys. They're like, okay, you need a dress or whatever, and they set up for you. Yeah,
yeah. And it was like it was my first award show, so I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah,
and like. Honestly, it was kind of fun not to know what I was doing and just kind of like follow everyone around and just like, you know.
Because see, now you know how it is.
Yeah.
Wait till the next one.
Next one, it'll be like more chill. You know, it'll be fine. But yeah, but thank you for that.
No, it's really nice. Because I kept thinking, I'm like, wait a minute, that's her? I'm like, wait a minute.
Who is she?
Because your eyes look good. Everything was good. Eyebrows, you mean eyebrows.
Oh,
eyebrows look
good.
You got to be on points. Eyebrows got to be on points.
But
I thought, what a great outfit. And actually, I think it was warm that day.
It was really warm that day. And I was oh, I'm counting my lucky stars.
Yes, I know you get to wear something like that. But great shoulders, girl.
Thank you. That's really good. Thanks.
Because I always think, when it comes to these award shows, nowadays, it's what you wear.
Right.
Even the guys, too.
When I'm asked, 100%.
You got to worry about that first.
Right.
Who are you going to get? Because I talked to somebody the other day, and he's like, yeah, I went to, like, you know, Men's Warehouse, and I was like, oh, my, I can't wear this to the Emmys. I look like I'm, you know, going to a prom. And he had to go somewhere. He goes, I had to go somewhere, like, for real. I was like, yeah, I'm sure.
Which, I mean, funny. It's about time. Usually the spotlight is all on the women for a while.
Right.
But, like, the makeup everyone likes a sharp-dressed man. Come on now.
If Mr. Turk was to send me any jackets, I'll take them. I love his jacket. Like, and a lot of guys are wearing his stuff
sponsored.
Now. Hashtag sponsored. I will totally wear it and talk about you and everything. We love it. But it really is. But did you enjoy the whole Emmy experience?
Yes. It was, okay, going into it, I thought it would be a lot more, like, nerve-wracking, which I'm not saying it wasn't. Like,
scared. You have co-star friends who are nominated.
Yeah, 100. Right. Anthony was.
I was
so proud of him. He deserved it.
Him and Pearson Frode both are friends of our shows and stuff, and I was so glad both were nominated.
Yes.
Did great work. 100%. And then Scott won,
of course. Scott, I know. I saw him afterward, and he was just, like, carrying around his Emmy. I was like, chill, man. He let me hold it, and I was you've had it for less than a couple hours.
No, Emmys are heavy, aren't they?
Yeah, they were.
I held one once was heavy.
Curls with him, you know. He has like what, like three now?
Three, I think, at this point.
Yeah, three.
Just
like do curls.
That's so funny. But so you think experience was good? What's good?
Yeah.
I thought the show was really well done this year.
Yeah, it was. I would agree. Yeah. And it was so interesting. Like, I think it was also because I was like sitting and like surrounded by like people that just make me feel comfortable. Yeah. Just like inherently.
Yeah.
But just like the entire experience, it was like oddly comfortable and just like really, really like. Amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
That's good. I like that. Yeah. I like that. But I want to show... I was about to show this the thing now, of course. Okay, so now with Parenthood, you played Ruby Rizzoli, of course.
Yes,
on there and
I
everything.
Did. What a great, you got the really full good. Name.
I do my stuff. I know what's going on. I know what's going on. And so, did that lead to other things?
100%. Yeah. Like, as the... You mean the show leading to, like, other
for you,
things
other opportunities,
career?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would... Honestly, without that show, I really feel like... Not that I wouldn't be doing what I would be doing now, but I just, like, I think I would not have learned what I would have needed to learn, because that entire show was, like, just a learning curve.
I'm sure.
Because most of it was, like, as much as scripted as it was, like, especially working with Ray, like, it was completely ad-lib,
wow,
and it was, like, really awesome. And then going to something like Bold and the Beautiful, where like, you do have to make all the points and stuff, and there's so much, like, just material every day. It was just actually, like... Like, really awesome that a show like Parenthood set me up for that, where you have to make all the points,
right,
but, like, the way you get there is, like, you know.
It's like you still got to be present when you're acting.
Exactly.
Still got to be there with your fellow actors.
Exactly.
Kind of know the material,
right,
yet you have to be open to the experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And make it look, like, effortless and effort, like... You know.
How do you guys do that? I tried acting for a minute recently, and I was like...
Did you?
I did a film with Vivica Fox. It was like, I'm not great. An actor, you guys.
That's like, that's great.
I know. It might be on Lifetime or whatever. It was, I had, okay, here you're going to laugh at me. Because
no, I won't.
So they asked me, the director knows me and asked me to come. I wrote this role for you, James. Oh. I play a host named James for this bad thing.
I mean,
thing.
Okay, you're a method actor. It's fine. Your entire life, you were preparing for that role.
But I had to be a mean host.
Oh, no. Okay.
With a smile on my face.
Ooh, how'd that go?
The producers laughed. Like I said, okay, but
rest of the interview, can you be James? Can I be Vivica Fox?
Courtney, you're just the best, aren't you? I had to talk like that the whole time.
I'm reading the subtext, okay?
Yes, I had to talk like that. I'm like, yeah, your hair's great.
Didn't they give you a straightener, Courtney?
Yeah, I was like, Courtney, I wish you dressed for the occasion. That's what they had me do the whole time, so that's what I do.
Oh,
but
that's
they gave
fun,
me,
though.
They go, well, James, we're sending your sides. Okay. It's just 2 pages.
Okay, fine.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna do it. Oh my God, I can't remember these lines. I don't know how you guys do it.
I had two pages. Yeah, that's the thing.
It's
like, that was the hugest, like, learning curve of the show is just how much material there was. And when I first started, I actually realized this just recently. Like, I worked yesterday. I didn't have many lines yesterday. I had, 2 lines because it was a huge group scene.
Okay.
But I realized, I've gotten so much more comfortable with the material. So it's, something, you get used to. I remember I would be, when I first started on the show, I would be, in the makeup chair, talking to, Chris, because he's awesome. He does my makeup. He's a great
Hi,
guy.
Chris.
Hey, Chris. Yes. But I would have to take moments where I was like, one second, I really need to, just cram this monologue into my brain. But it's honestly not like that anymore.
Wow,
it's a skill that you learn.
What's a memory muscle, too?
Yeah.
It's a muscle you have to
That's
do.
What it
yeah.
is. That was it. That's what it was.
Wow.
And I wasn't exercising that before the show, but heck, James, now I'll remember everything.
I bowed down. I mean, my 2 pages felt like 60.
Pages.
And I had to drive the scene.
Oh, did you?
I had a person next to me. She was the straight woman, and I was the one making all the... She had to
all
react to me.
Wait, that's fun, though.
It was
that's
fun, but it was, I just... I
Wait,
admire
tell us
you guys.
What it is. Put so, a plug. I
don't know what channel it's going to be on. It might be either Lifetime or Hallmark Channel. I'm not
okay.
sure yet. But I'll
Both.
Make sure I'll make sure you know. I'll make sure everybody knows.
I'll watch it.
But at least I'll definitely Ooh. Be... They said your scenes are going to be in there. I'm like, oh, my God. But I admire you guys so much because now I have a chance
Thank
to
you.
See... Just even two pages and, whatever. You guys do so much. It's just do it, take it, do it, do it. I mean,
yeah.
that's it.
Yeah.
If you don't understand. It. Do it.
Yeah. Do it.
And also, part of our scenes were kind of, we had to do some ad-libbing, too, a little bit.
Fun.
But
that's
again,
fun.
I had to know the script.
Right.
That's why I learned. I had to know the
so
script.
So you don't get too, trailed off, because you can fall down a rabbit hole
yes.
when you ad-lib. So
yes. True. We're going to go straight into the Bold and Beautiful stuff first, because I have
oh,
some other
sweet.
Stuff I want to show of you.
Uh-uh.
But cause I want to lead into that. I think, kudos to the casting department of Bold and Beautiful.
Mm.
The whole Spectra clan...
Yeah.
Including Saul and Darlita, and they, I think,
including them,
perfectly cast.
Mm-hmm. They're great.
It's rare when you watch a show because I've been watching shows since way before you were born.
Isn't it cool that you can say that though?
In
like
some
you've
ways,
been
yes.
watching a show.
In some
like...
ways, in some ways, I'm like, how old am I again? I think it's really cool. I mean, I'm very proud of my soap watching history.
That's amazing.
But sometimes when people come on and they're new.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't hit, some hit, okay. some don't. Your whole group collectively, and also they're playing off of a legacy group of
True.
Actors, too. It's you guys are all good.
Yeah.
All of you.
Well, thank you. But Included. Also, I literally, the my family, my Spectra group, one of my, the people. Just,
well, see, I know
amazing.
Patrika. So that's my girl. That's my girl.
Patrika's my gal.
She is
she's
the bomb,
a,
first of all. I don't know if you say it anymore, but I'm saying it. She's the bomb.
Yeah, she's a star.
She's
amazing.
And
yeah.
to play, and have her play shows, that's inspired casting also. Mm-hmm. Hello, that totally works. But 100%. Courtney Hope, first of all, does it get confusing with these? There's two Courtneys running around, and they're like, Courtney, come to set. I mean, Courtney, come to set. Courtney
it's
H.
So
Courtney, how's
and
that
people,
work?
And everyone's so nice in that, my nickname on set, when we're doing scenes together is Cece. So, when we're doing scenes together, they're like, oh, Cece moved downstage. So I'm not who, what, when,
yeah,
where, why.
Yeah.
But it's so nice because people, want to call me by my real name. That's so cool. like there'll be times when they're like, Courtney, no, other Courtney. It's like, it's really kind though, yeah. Because like everyone just like cares so much to like want to refer to me as like, I like to be referred, and I don't mind CC. Yeah, not that fine. I do. Yeah, it's like, fine. It's great.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's funny.
But it's just interesting, yeah. Kathy, like, two Courtneys.
Yeah.
Kathy,
playing sisters nonetheless. Yeah.
Yes.
It's great.
You know, and your name is okay. A C name. Also, you have, yeah, Courtney and Coco and Courtney and Courtney and Coco. I mean, it's all together.
Okay.
That's, yeah, like funny. And again, I was mentioning this off camera, you're not a redhead.
I'm not a redhead. I know.
I thought that was very smart.
Yeah. Actually. Also, that's like something I wouldn't have like picked out myself. That's, yeah. It's interesting that you say that, but that's like so like... Like, that's a really great option.
Because it's almost like it would be overkill, maybe, if, true, everyone in such a family is. Because, true, like, CJ isn't a redhead. I mean,
right,
you know,
right, that's
like,
true.
Right, you know, yeah, yeah. He's a guy. But I think if all the girls are redhead, I know he's a guy. If all the girls are redhead, you're like, okay, yeah, maybe a little overkill. But I thought, that's inspired also, that they did that. And they said, okay, we're going to have her be, she's still a Spectra,
right,
but you're kind of the good girl Spectra. True. Well, I don't think Sally's a bad girl, so
no.
I don't say,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Good clarification.
Yes.
I agree.
She's not. She wants to do good.
Yeah, yeah.
She wants to be a designer.
She's a little shady.
Yeah, Shirley's
her
a little much,
are
yes.
Like, we're just,
yes, gonna, yeah, she's a little much. I already told what you got for my blush. I love her character. I like that, yes, she's playing the side of her.
Yeah, because there needs to be some kind of like foil. Like,
yeah,
it's awesome in that way. But yeah, no, it's true. And, yeah, they're fiery,
yes,
and they're like spunky Spectras.
Yes, yes.
I love it.
I asked Anthony Trapel. I asked him.
You did.
Recently, I was talking to him, and I said, who do you think is the real forbidden couple? Is it Thomas and Sally, or RJ and Coco? He said RJ and Coco.
He would say that?
He did say that.
Well, what was his reasoning, if you don't mind
He said that because you guys are younger, first of all.
Okay, I see it.
And you're still trying to figure things out, where Thomas and Sally would be kind of almost recognized as a couple, so to speak. You know, it's kind of forbidden, too.
Gotcha, yeah.
But they're a little older, and this is kind of like, but you guys are the young ones.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah, okay.
So that's what Anthony said.
Sound reasoning.
I was just curious on Twitter. I was just curious. Like, what do you think?
No, I guess I could agree with that. When you put it that way, yeah. Because initially when you said that, I would be like, oh, like Thomas and Sally.
Like, right? That's like, what I thought so, too.
Hands down.
No.
Hands down.
But you guys, I guess,
I think, from my perspective, I think, like, there's a lot to be said that we're younger and we can get away with a lot more. And, mm-hmm, we don't have companies riding on our backs. But, like, it's true in the fact that we are the next generation,
yes,
and we are...
And you're younger. So they look at you guys like, well, you can't do... They're going to try to overpower you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they can't really overpower Thomas and Sally. They're
truth.
A little...
Truth.
They're a little older. So that's what he said. I was like, oh, okay, I can kind of see that, you know,
yeah,
very much. Now, how is it... You know, I always joke about this with him. His deep voice. Anthony's deep voice.
This
shocks me until I hear it. I'm just like,
it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah. No,
he's,
I know.
He's so young.
I know. Don't I know it? No, it's funny because, like, one of the first days that I was on set, Anthony called my dressing room because, like, we were going to, like, run lines. And, like, I answered the phone. And I was like, hello? And he was like, hello. And I was like, Pearson? And he's like, no, Anthony. I was like, okay.
It's like, where'd that come from?
I don't, like, say, who?
He hides it up a little bit.
Yeah,
but
he's, yeah, yeah.
Saying, I guess it makes sense. You sound older than John McCook, I guess, if you talk the line for real. Like, his dead
Let's
voice.
Do a side-by-side comparison.
Right, exactly. Because he's a great voice.
Yeah, I bet his voicemail message, like his...
Oh, it's probably good.
I bet it's great.
It's probably good.
I just, like, I need to call him one time and say, like, Anthony, do not pick
Answer
up
your
the
phone.
That's
your phone.
I just need to hear your voicemail.
He needs to understand. He has a good voice. He needs to really know that.
Oh,
if there's,
yeah,
power in that.
Yes, there is.
I know how it is.
Yeah, you know how it is. He could probably do, like, voiceover, like introductions and stuff. He could do your introduction. Like, a special.
He could do it.
Do
we
it.
Battle of voices. I love it. Anthony's my buddy. I let him do it. He could do it if he wanted
He's
to.
He's awesome, yeah.
We're going to show a scene up here. And I'm also going to talk about another scene you did recently. But we're going to show this one scene
Okay,
here.
Roll the clip.
I'm just grateful your dad changed his mind.
Oh, my God. Oh,
why
my
wouldn't
God.
He?
So when you look at that, what do you see? When you look at that. You're short there. Really short.
This is a huge opportunity, RJ.
I like it longer.
Okay.
I'll make you and your dad proud.
Oh my God. I know what's going.
Okay,
this is really
okay,
funny.
This is gonna sound weird. But
James,
since I first saw
I love that you're laughing. I love this.
I had this feeling like I was supposed to meet you.
Oh my gosh, this is painful. I love this.
Now you saved my life.
You saved his life, remember?
I saved it. For
you saved it. You did.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Oh my gosh, he looks young too.
He does, like a baby.
Guys, exactly what happened?
Whatever.
I think you're going to do great things here.
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
I'm just happy that I get to stay.
Good Lord.
I mean,
This is so good, though. You guys are so good together.
Aw, thank you.
I'm not usually like this.
Like what? What are you talking about? Okay, look, whatever you have to say, it's okay. You can just say it.
Oh, my gosh.
Say it.
Cue music.
Exactly. We said the same time. Cue music.
I really love this.
Do it. There we go.
Woo! Hey!
So I had to show that.
Eye contact.
I had to show that. It's so cute. No, because in all seriousness,
when you guys
came into the room together, all of our fans of our show were like, we liked them together instantly.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's great feedback.
Because that was very interesting. Because you don't know what people are going to do.
Yeah.
When you guys came on screen together, it was like, yes, that's going to work. We all thought that. See, no, seriously.
Wait, that's awesome. Oh my gosh, thanks for thinking that.
Yeah, we all thought that. It's complete. We're just like, you guys, instant chemistry.
Wow. I'll take it.
And that scene was very, it was kind of innocent and awkward.
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
And that, I think that's kind of like the charm in our relationship is that it's like probably both of their first relationships. And it's like, it's kind of like, it's fun.
So how's it for you? Because you come on a show, you're new on a show, new to this kind of family, and you get an instant romance right away.
Yeah, I know. And that's something that I hadn't really had before. Like, I hadn't had a first on-screen kiss.
Yeah.
And that was like, I don't think that was the first one. Maybe that was the first kiss. I don't know.
You didn't kiss on your guest stars, guest shows. You didn't do on Modern Family.
I didn't do. Like, no. So that was the first for me.
Wow.
But it's like, it was awesome. Initially when I met Anthony in like the audition process, like I knew he was cool. Like he has a cool vibe. So it was like, fine. I knew like he's not a disagreeable person.
I agree with you on that. Yeah.
He's a really great, amazing human being. And it's like, it makes it easy to kind of create that with him. It's
awesome. How did Bold People come into your orbit?
I like the way you phrased that, by the way. It did come into my orbit.
Yes.
Let's see. Well, it was like, I think it was a Thursday.
Okay.
Many moons ago.
Yo, on a Thursday.
On a Thursday in my orbit. I went to an audition on the CBS lot, which I, little did I know I'd be working there the next week. It was crazy.
Oh, so you auditioned that fast.
Literally, I auditioned, I auditioned on a Thursday, I'm pretty sure. And then that was the same day that they were doing a chemistry read with Anthony. So I was like the last person that they just like had in. They were like, oh, yeah, we'll give her a shot. And I'm like, thanks, guys.
Thanks, hi. I'm here. You know Hollywood. You know how it goes.
You know. They were like, we'll throw her a bone. So then I auditioned. I like fell in love with Christy, who's casting director, and Rachel. And then I auditioned. They brought me back that same day. And in the meantime, I just like hung out at my friend's house because it was like 2 hours later that the producer session would be, or chemistry read. So then I went back for the chemistry read with Anthony that day. And then next day on Friday, I had a chemistry read with Courtney Hope.
Okay.
And then Monday, I think they offered me the job. Tuesday, we closed the deal. And then Wednesday, I was working.
Wow.
And it was like,
and that can happen. You forget that can happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like I got so used to the lifestyle. I was like, oh, you auditioned like 4 months later.
Then you hear, yeah, exactly.
100%.
Yeah.
So like it was one of those things where it's like, it's just a testimony of the fact that if you like work really, really hard, like things that are meant to be in your orbit will like find their way there.
Oh, they will. I agree with that.
Yeah. And it's 100% true in that like this is where you are, this is where your dreams are, and the only thing in between you is like hard work and like luck.
Yeah.
And it's like awesome.
I always say that luck only happens to those who are prepared.
I love you. That's amazing.
Seriously, it's one of those things where luck only happens when you're prepared. Because a lot of times you could get something coming your direction,
and you just miss the chance because you're not ready for it,
or not paying attention, or anything.
We're not paying attention. Oh, I like this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like this. We can fall down a rabbit hole.
I'm a certified life coach by trade, so we can talk about it, girl. We can talk about it.
I love that.
But I think that's what you were saying is good because you stay in your lane.
Yes.
You do the hard work.
Yeah.
You practice. You do this. You take classes. Whatever you have to do for your craft.
Yep.
And then when the opportunity comes your direction, you're ready to deliver.
100%. And you don't like compare to other people's journeys.
No.
Like
not
never.
At all. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
There's enough room for everybody.
Yes.
Not just one slot for that person over there and one over there.
Yeah.
There's room for everybody. Just don't worry about it.
Right. And my door is my door. It's not your door.
Yeah. That's very true. So I like that. I do. I like that. I believe myself all.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you your work last week. with Courtney Hope was amazing when you guys were reconciling. Gosh.
Yes.
It was like over a couple of days. You guys were the scenes were there are a lot of subtle things going on. Like you were so hurt by her, and turning because we don't know what happens to your parents.
Right.
That's what I keep laughing because we don't keep alluding that the parents just they went somewhere.
It's like, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. But Granny Shirley took care of you guys.
Yeah.
But it's like. But you guys really, I felt like you guys really, your characters really were holding on to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the big sister and was taking care of you and she betrayed you.
Right.
Even though, in a weird way, it wasn't really her fault. I mean, it was.
But it was like, if we want to talk about peer pressure, family is like a huge,
Yes.
But yeah, and I think that's what was really fun to play and like to play off of her hurt as well and the fact that like she had to come to terms with the fact that she would do something like that to someone like she loved so much like kind of like added to Coco's hurt as well it's just
it came across because that's the thing with the characters
that makes me feel great.
It's just because it's tough because we see relationships with boyfriend girlfriend but I love seeing sibling relationships on and Bo Beeple does that. They do it with Thomas and Steffi and they do it with you guys and I like the fact they had a scene with you guys to really talk. And I know that Thomas had try to talk your character into forgiving her.
Right.
But I'm glad that you still didn't forgive her yet.
Right.
Like the guy saved the day, it wasn't that at all.
Mm-mm.
You still had to talk to your sister.
Right.
And figure it out.
Exactly.
As sisters and brothers do.
Yeah. And it was another thing. I remember when we shot the fashion show series or sequence. When Coco finds out that they stole the signs, and then she goes after Thomas and doesn't stay to talk to Coco.
Yeah.
That's just another layer that was just like really interesting to play. And that
I never thought about that.
She went to her guy. She didn't stay with her sister.
Oh my God.
So that was kind of savage.
I didn't think about that. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Right.
She was more worried about her man and not.
I know. Yeah.
Because so your scenes there were good too. When you and Thomas both were figuring out what was going on,
I was like, what?
We were like, oh my God, this is crazy. Because I felt like we knew what was going on behind the scenes as an audience.
Yeah, it's that dramatic irony.
Yes. Yep. But then it was like, we found out in real time, like you did, like as it was unfolding.
Yeah.
And your acting, of course, was so good. And so you're just like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
What?
These are great designs.
Yeah. These look familiar to me. I'm like, we felt bad the whole time. She was just like, oh my God, poor Coco's being used right now with that pendant or that necklace or whatever. Like, oh my God.
You have a snail pendant?
I was like, what's that? One of my co-stars said they would actually wear that snail pendant. I'm like, really?
Really? Okay, sure.
Sure, everybody has their own taste.
Let's give it to them. Yeah.
I was like, wasn't that pretty or anything? But it was okay.
Coco wore it because she felt like pressured and guilty.
Yeah, she had to be pressured. But I thought it was just so we felt bad for you, and you imbued that in your character, like just happy go lucky. You're here with your new man almost, and your new job. You're trying to be an intern.
So happy about it.
Right.
Yeah. And my life was like in like this huge transitionary phase. Well, my life being Coco's life.
Yes. Coco's life.
was like in this huge transitionary phase that she was like loving so much. So to have like this huge like hiccup or bump in the road, I think was really like. Unexpected. She wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah. It was just so good. Kenneth Clark, who's watching, says, Hi, Courtney. I love you and Courtney's sisters. Well, he said, how's it working with Anthony? Any more praise for Anthony?
Anthony's so fun. Like, he's a really great guy. And it's awesome because we're such great friends on set that, like, whenever we have downtime, we literally just hang out. And, like, he wears Heelys. So Heelys around. Like, everyone knows. It's great, though. It's, so funny. It was really fun. We also are fans of Rick and Morty. So we watch Rick and Morty.
Oh, I love Morty, too. I do.
Hey,
oh,
my it's gosh, so good. So Let's good. Fan out after,
yes,
after
I was like, this. When I found it, I was like, what am I watching? And I love it.
I know. Yeah. It's like, what is this? It's like Back to the Future gone wrong.
Yes, completely. Yeah. Completely. That's a great description. Completely.
Yeah, it's so good. But yeah, he's a great guy. He's really fun.
Jake Cook wants to know. A lot of guys in the chat room for you today.
Hey, yo.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see Coco and RJ going forward?
Oh,
she can't give any spoilers or anything.
No,
but what are some things you would like to see if you could see anything happening?
Let's see. I don't know. I see their relationship blooming. I mean, I don't see anything like detrimental in the immediate.
Because I feel like the worst kind of happened already.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You think
if you start at the ground, there's like only way to go up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I mean, as with every relationship, like, I'm in a relationship right now. I'm liking it in the moment. But, like, you never know what's going to happen. So I think that's the perspective I take with Coco and RJ. Plus, we have to acknowledge it is a soap opera. So,
yes, it is, kids.
Things might get juicy. We'll see.
We'll see. You have to watch the show and find out.
Yes, yeah.
But I want you guys to stay together, too. You know, you can have some problems. Sure.
Yeah, sure. It's, everyone has problems.
But also, like, what I like to see, just what I want to see going forward, is just that you guys and the family stuff both happening at the same time.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
It's interesting seeing, and having Thomas now at Spectre should be really interesting.
It's like so.
I know. I'm sure it's good.
We'll see.
But it's I think that they'll add to you guys and everything.
Yeah. It just adds another layer. Yeah. Like if you picture like if
an onion.
If a soap opera was a root vegetable,
oh, hey, okay.
It would be an onion.
Okay, there you go.
You're like right.
You like an onion. You got layers.
Love it. Yeah. No, it's.
You and I are saying some of the same things.
Yes, no,
I think we're BFFs now.
Cue the music.
We said the same time. I think we're BFFs now. Oh my god!
Onions so make you cry.
They do make you cry.
You know.
We're gonna take you off of Bold and Beautiful for a second.
Okay.
And because you've done some work. Now we're gonna talk about this this commercial.
Oh yeah.
That I remember you in. I was like, oh my god, that's her.
Wait, you saw it?
I remember seeing it. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Wait.
So now we're gonna show it right here. Guys, here we go. As
it is. No, I want salad.
Oh no.
We're getting salad, right?
The dinner dictator. Yes. Well, the dinner dictator.
Yes.
It's just hilarious.
Oh, I swear. I got so much, like, negative, like, commentary on that. Ooh. Because, like, I mean, honestly, if I saw it, I would be pretty upset at the person that would choose salad over pizza.
Hello.
You know, and I had to take that role. I really had to find it within myself.
Yes.
To, like, actually want salad. You know?
I mean, I like a good salad. I do.
Yeah. No, good salad.
But I had pizza last night. It was good. I had no salad. I had just pizza.
Applause. Actually, oh my gosh, I had a salad for dinner last night.
Oh my gosh, that was a...
What is happening?
Well, I had a salad for dinner the night before.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's good.
I was at Olive Garden.
You have
salad.
To alternate. Olive
yes.
Garden.
The,
love
the salad and the breadsticks. That was it. I was all in.
Yeah, you cancel out all the nutritional value of the salad with breadsticks. And you're fine.
Exactly. You understand what's going on. But that's... So you got negative comments from being the dictator.
Oh, like really? Like really bad. Which, I mean, like, people just like have like these feelings in their heart that they just have to unload. And because the internet is a mainly anonymous place, like, they'll do it. You know?
Yeah. You're smart. You're ahead of your shoulders with that because, I mean, I have to learn it too because people will say things that they can.
Yeah. Just because they can.
Just
because
they can.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. And, like, I'm an advocate of spreading love, but it's fine.
Me too. It's like, I don't participate in Twitter wars. I don't do any of that stuff.
No. It can be detrimental too. No. Like, if you're not, like, resolute in your own, like, self-awareness, like
that's true. I did yell at somebody once on camera.
Did you?
Like, I called them out. I did one time early in my career.
Oh my gosh!
I did.
Was that the Dark Ages? Do we not speak about
the Dark Ages? it's the early in my career, and people said some nasty things about something that was going on one of the soaps, and I got upset. I defended that person.
Oh my gosh! You go. I mean, speak about what you.
You guys are my friends. They don't be talking about my friends.
Aw, wait, I love that.
Yes, I do. Sometimes I'm like, no, you don't talk about them like that.
Okay.
These are all soaps. People are actors.
Yeah.
They're acting.
Truth.
Because some people can't just differentiate.
No,
sometimes.
And it's kind of like freaky. Yeah. In the sense that, like, people just get so sucked into it that they believe it's like reality.
When and I think really it's you're on the biggest soap in the world.
Yeah. Which is so
How's
crazy.
That feel?
It just feels like, honestly, I don't know if I've really, like, noticed it yet or actually like internalized the fact that like Bold and Beautiful is like really really big internationally.
It's not just a daytime thing. It's like it's all over the place.
No, and it's something that like when I like first started on the show I really did not expect. Okay. And like it's just like awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. But I also like living in America, like I don't really like it's so apparent to me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's larger internationally than it is like domestically.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We could check the numbers on that.
Cue the numbers.
Cue the statistics.
Okay, we'll go back to Bold and Beautiful for a second. So some folks are chiming in, so we're gonna do that here.
Wait, that's fun.
They're all here. So they're here for you. I told them they're
thanks,
here for
guys.
You. Okay, so Amber's Baby 100 is one of our fans of the show.
Okay.
Coco and RJ are the real Romeo and Juliet of the Spectre and Forrester romance.
So true.
But don't kill each other at the end.
No, no.
Like, they'll go all the way.
We don't want that dramatic irony.
No. Jacob Marquez, who's a fan of our show also, says, "Hi, Courtney. You are doing an amazing job on Bold and the Beautiful. Keep up the great work."
Oh, I'll take it. Thank you.
Smurfy Boy 92. I think I'm going to read
these. I really like that.
His name, Smurfy Boy 92.
You're doing a great job.
I'm trying to. I'm like,
you go.
I'm like, I have trifocals on, so I'm like, which one am I looking at? Which one am I looking at?
Oh, really?
Read these things. I can't believe Coco was so close to turning Sally in. How did that feel, that storyline part of the story where you was like, was sister turning sister?
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like, that was hard for me to kind of like analyze because inevitably, Tally. Oh, I just wasn't supposed to drop the new character.
I didn't
write
Tally. Another sister.
Yeah, no. Sally, inevitably, like, sat in. I don't want to spoil if you
know. No, don't spoil.
No, everyone.
Back then. Well, everybody's Sally watching turns, by now. Those scenes. Yeah, leave them by now.
Sally turns herself in.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, like that's what ended up happening. So, I feel like for Coco to, like, make the decision to turn her sister in, she wasn't actually that, like, firm in it, because it's like, honestly, that's a huge decision to make.
I know.
Because it's like a battle between honesty and like family,
right?
And it's awful. But because Sally did, she did what she did. So yeah, I know. For Coco, it was a really hard decision, but she ended up making the decision to do the right thing and like turn her in. But then Sally like took it upon herself, which I think. Like was really, really great considering what she did, and I think that was a really good move to kind of like give her sister that, you know.
And it redeemed Sally a little bit too.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning too.
Yeah, it redeemed Sally too.
Yeah.
So Kenneth Clark wants a Coco Sally Thomas triangle. You're moving her on to Thomas already?
Wow.
Like, I'm like, what happened? What happened to her RJ?
Did
someone see some chemistry the other day?
Maybe
they did.
Sure. I mean, Pearson's great.
Pearson's not hard to look at either. It's about tall.
Oh, he's very tall.
I'm 6 feet. He's like 7 feet
whatever. Yeah, I don't know how actually tall he is. But yeah, no, he's a tall guy.
Yeah, he's.
That's funny that someone saw that though.
I know.
It's like how much of a betrayal would that be?
Oh my god, it would be.
You know.
But you know, Bone Beautiful does the sisters versus one guy and the brothers and
that's
one
true.
Girl.
They
kind of do that on the show, but
they kind of just like mingle everyone.
They don't have RJ for a while.
I feel like Coco will stick with RJ until, you know, otherwise noted.
They want to know, what would you do, Courtney, if you were not an actress?
Ooh. Oh, I like this question. I don't know. I have a lot of other interests, which I think is, like, awesome.
Yeah.
But I really, I'm actually, oh, over the summer, this is new, so I'm so excited about it. Over the summer, I'm going to take a teacher training seminar to become a yoga instructor.
Very cool. I love yoga.
Yes, because it's one of it's also one of my passions. But I'm also really into, like, the culinary arts and, like, cuisine and, like, international cuisine. It's really awesome. But also, like, social justice is really important to me and, like, things like that. And environmentalism and, like, things like that.
You'd be a hyphenate.
There's
a town. We're all hyphenates.
Yeah, philanthropist, yoga instructor, actor, human. Love it.
Yes. But the thing about yoga is that I started taking it last year.
Did you?
Because I was like, I want something different to strengthen just muscles I need to strengthen.
Yes, yeah.
Like, I always do like cardio stuff, and I'm like, you know, I'm a big guy, I'm losing weight, I'm doing all this stuff. But I said, people are saying yoga is really good for you.
It's so good.
Yes. It's funny. I have flat feet.
Oh, okay.
Extreme flat feet. So I had to get a thicker mat.
Really?
The first one I had was my feet were just like...
Where was it hurting? Just curious.
Hurting
like, in the instep?
In the instep.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, I'm extremely... For me, flat as a pancake. I mean, there's no arch nowhere. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
This is not Arches National Park.
No, not at all. I'm like, my brother has it too, flat feet too. And my grandma... We all have flat feet in my family.
Okay.
It just sucks.
Yeah.
But my instructor, who I love to death, I go to Yoga Works and I do a lot of stuff
with
him.
Oh, cool.
And she said... When you do yoga long enough, you will get an arch in your foot.
I didn't know that.
She claims,
oh my gosh, you're teaching me something. I love it.
She claims she goes, she'll get you for some years.
Yeah.
But she says so you'll develop a little arch.
Oh, because you're using so many different parts of your... You're not like relying so much on the inner ankle.
No.
You're like using all the points of your feet.
And what's interesting about yoga that I thought was very... You know, we could do a little yoga talk right now with James Lott Jr. and Courtney Grossbeck. No, because I find that... No, I think it's really interesting because I... found out because I had back issues.
Did you?
But you never use your back very often
no.
in yoga.
Yeah. No. Unless, and you're like strengthening, you're like extending like the vertebrae and like creating space. And that's what's so awesome. Mm-hmm. It's like, also my posture, terrible. Yeah. Sometimes like I watch the show and I'm like, I need to stand up straight. Also, Jackie's been so good for me about that. Oh, like whenever she's like, put your shoulders back. You have good shoulders.
You have strong shoulders. I say you have good shoulders.
Thank you. Yes. But yeah, so yoga's really helped me with posture and also just like, it's also like a mental exercise too.
I love it.
Yeah, it's moving meditation. Like it really is. It's really...
I do vinyasa and hatha yoga.
Yeah,
those are two I use. I do.
Yeah,
I do those two. Those are the ones I kind of like. I like the presentational stuff that you're presenting to the sun and you're. I like those poses.
I love that. Yeah, because it feels meaningful.
It does.
Yeah.
I get to quiet down for a minute.
Yes.
Now I did try.
Did you do hot yoga? Is that what you're gonna say? What?
You and I are the same. Oh, guess if we were on the same page. I was going to say that, and I will never do it again.
Yeah, okay. Really? Wait, what about it?
Just I'm a like sweater already.
Same. The clammy hands. Oh,
yeah, I sweat it's all the time. And it was like, James, it's only at 75 degrees. I'm like, it seems like it's at 900. Like, oh my God. I'm just dripping wet. My blocks were wet. Everything I had, my mat was wet.
It's like SeaWorld.
Exactly. I was like, I will never do that again.
That's what I do, though. Yeah. I don't know. I like it.
Maybe I'll take one of your classes one day if you get a
wait,
class.
Wait, oh my gosh, yeah.
I'll come to your class. If you come to your class, I'll do it.
Wait, I love that. I'll okay.
But stay, I do like it. I have all my stuff. So I have my mats. I have everything. I have my mat cleaner. I have all my stuff.
That's what I need to get. I need to get a mat cleaner. Because right now I just do water and like soap and like hang out.
This mat cleaner actually really works. But I like yoga. So just a little, sorry folks, a little side note.
Oh,
there.
You know.
You get a no-ho girl over here.
Yes.
You also want to know, let's see. Oh, hi, Courtney.
Hi.
Love you on Bold. Keep up the great work. What should you do next? So wants to know, what is your favorite show to watch?
What is my favorite?
Oh. Right now. What are you watching these days?
Ooh, honestly, okay. Favorite series of all time, Twin Peaks.
And it's back. So
and it's back, and I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I haven't seen it. Don't spoil it, James.
I won't say anything. But it's very, I'm going to tell you right now.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've watched the first four episodes.
Okay.
It's very Twin Peaksian.
Love it.
Very David Lynchian.
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you.
Okay. All right. As it should be.
As it should be.
Right?
No, seriously. The first few episodes, you'll be sitting there going, okay.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it's like, so it's really, they're setting some good system. I mean, everybody's coming back, basically, too. Everybody's back. So it's kind of, it's fun seeing them sprinkled back in.
I love that. I love Twin Peaks. I also love Freaks and Geeks, which it's like, it rhymes. My God. I know. That's such a great show.
Only one season.
I know. And it's blasphemy.
Oh,
it's crazy.
All those great actors that came from it.
I know, honestly. And it started so many people's career, I think, for the fact that it was just so real and honest. Yeah. And I've yet to see like a show about teenagers that's that genuine.
I agree.
You know, it's like it's so reflective of how it actually is. Like
for me, it was that show, and before that, My So-Called Life. Which
was
another one.
Oh my gosh.
That was only a season and a half or whatever that too.
What is
Claire Danes?
Claire Danes.
Wilson Cruz. I mean, all of them. They're just
gosh.
I mean, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Also, just like such a I love that.
Yeah.
And the acting's great. Like just to watch those shows and just like watch not only for the storyline, because I often just get sucked into the storyline and I'm just not even looking at the acting, but that's the beauty of it, is like you are able to do that.
Well, for me, I like the fact that it showcases people and like yourself, Anthony Trappell, that you guys are young actors who can act. It just shows people that you don't have to be like, you know, 80 years old to act really well, or 40 or 50 or 30. It's like, you can be, there are good young actors out there.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And it often doesn't have to do with age. Like, there's so many people younger than me that I'm just like inspired by and just like impressed by their work as well. And also people older. Like, that's the beauty of it, is like, that's why acting's so great.
Yeah, it's good.
Is because there's so many roles. Like, I couldn't play someone else's role.
Right. And some people just, they have it. I mean, I'm a big fan. It's not another soap, but her name is Brooklyn Ray Silzer, and she plays Emma Grace on General Hospital, and she is, like, just one of the best actresses
really?
On earth. And I told her family, there's her family, just they know. I've gushed about her. She holds her own.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Actress. I binged Stranger Things recently. Hooked. And those actors are so good.
Yeah.
They're so good. It's coming back. Like 11.
October 31st.
Yes.
Isn't it? Season 2?
Yes.
Which I think is great.
It's great.
I won't even be celebrating
Halloween. See, you weren't from the 80s. I was from the 80s.
Oh,
I remember the 80s.
Wait, so that must be so like real to you.
It's kind of crazy. Sometimes like, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I remember that.
Yes.
I miss the 80s sometimes.
Oh, so good. Actually, like I went out for like the role of Nancy.
Did you really?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing became of it, obviously. But here's the thing. I read the script.
Yes.
And like I knew. Like,
So you knew it was going to be good.
I knew it was going to be good. So and good. I couldn't say anything because I'm not going to out them.
No,
I'm not going to expose Stranger Things before it was. But yeah, no, it was
That's very cool. Get to read these. That's
I know.
Cool.
I know. But I knew it was going to be stellar.
My grandson okay. told me about it. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll check it out. And I was hooked instantly.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I mean, those little actors really can act.
Really good.
They're really good. Yeah. So, yeah, it's amazing. Like kind of like that. So what actor or actress would you like to have a story? Oh, this is a good one. You like to have a storyline with you haven't had yet.
Ooh.
Because you still need to show. So there's a lot of people you haven't worked with yet.
That's true. Although, I mean,
I've kind of worked with a lot of people in group scenes.
Yeah, which is awesome, too, because, like, the storylines that I've been, like, gifted have been Spectra and Forrester, so I'm lucky to be able to live in both worlds.
Yeah.
But let's see. I definitely would want to do more scenes with Jackie. Like, I really adore her as just a human being. But
she's so fabulous.
She's fabulous. But honestly, I love working with everyone. I really like working with Rain. Rain and Carla, awesome. Yeah. They play, Carla is Maya and Rain is, Nicole. That's right.
They both are fabulous actresses.
They're amazing. Yeah. Amazing. And I love working with actors who just like inspire me to just do what I'm doing, and it's just really fun.
And they also do things outside too. They have other projects. I know they have stuff. Carla does, especially, has a lot of projects going on. I haven't met them yet, but she has projects going on. I've met Lawrence St. Victor.
I love him. Wait, he's the best. He's the best.
Super nice.
Whenever he's on set, like, he's like, "Hey, Courtney, what's up?" And I'm like, "Lawrence, I love you." He's so great. He's such a great guy.
No, he's a very nice guy.
Yeah,
super nice guy. Not bad to look at either.
He's a handsome fella too.
J.R. Ewing. little Dallas reference. J.R. Ewing 73.
Okay.
I love Dallas.
Ewing's a Dallas reference?
Yeah, Ewing's from Dallas. Dallas. J.R. Ewing was the man who shot J.R. Oh. Huge, way before your time.
Interesting. Your time. Okay,
So, Courtney, you are absolutely beautiful. Thank you. I love watching you on Bold and Beautiful. Keep up the awesome.
Keep up the awesome. I'll take it. Thank you. I'll try.
Now, somebody's trying to ask me a question. I don't know this. They're all. What? I heard Darlita and Wyatt will be a new couple. I don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea. So sure? That's like, sure. Okay, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea. But back to her. It's about her right now.
Yeah. Although, you know, Danube. She's awesome.
She's hilarious. I can already tell in real life she's probably nothing like that, of course.
No. Yeah, she's like easily. A brilliant person. Yeah,
I'm sure.
I mean, it takes a brilliant human being to play like someone who's like kind of void.
Yes.
It's awesome.
We're going to show my last clip.
Uh-oh.
It's from a thing you've done called Call to Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
I'll talk about that a little bit. So let's we'll get that clip queued up.
Okay.
And that's something you've done. So let's do this.
Yeah.
These are trailers. Yeah.
I haven't watched this.
Breaking news near downtown where a group of rogue metahumans are ravaging the city.
Oh, this was so long ago. Wow.
Thousands of people apply to the Forge Academy each year, Mr. Graves. It is the most prestigious metahuman training facility in the world, and you're saying you don't want a career in this.
Then why are you here?
You can help people.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
Ages. My hair was long.
You have to try.
It's really long.
Yeah. Stan Lee.
It looks so good. What is this project?
So this, this was a project I did with friends, and it was so much fun. It was like literally just like a bunch of friends got together. Wow. It was like at YouTube Spaces LA because Lana McKissick, she's an amazing human being as well. We just all kind of like got together and just like put together this project.
That's very cool.
So fun. Obviously, I was like a part of like the entire production. Yeah. So like. It was just really, really fun. Wow. It was really fun.
Well, I remember all the time that nowadays...
We put it together in a weekend.
Well, I'm saying you can create your own content now.
Oh, 100%. If there's something you, like, feel on your heart to say, like, you can say it nowadays, especially with, like, platforms such as YouTube and things like that. Like, it's really awesome. It's really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I saw it trend. I was like, this looks really cool,
it was so fun, and it came out really well, I thought. That was a while ago. No, that was probably, like, 2 years ago or something. I don't know.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, time flies.
No, it does. Well, you're busy working. You're like, I'm working. I'm taking care of business.
Yeah.
And then you start amassing all these credits. Mm. And now I was able to talk to you for, like, the last 45 minutes on your work.
Yeah. No, it's really great. And I've noticed that, too, with Bold, in that, like, I started, I think, in February
Yeah.
And it's already, what is it, June?
June.
So it's like, I talked to Courtney about that yesterday, and we both feel like it hasn't been that long. And I think it's because, like, when you love what you do, like, time flies.
So what is a day in the life of Courtney Grossbeck? What, I mean, what is it? How's it during the week? I mean, what's the typical day like for you?
Let's see. Well, mainly, like, when I'm working, like, I'm working, and I kind of, like, sanction my day for that.
Well, are you there all day? I can be.
That's the thing about it, is it, like, varies so greatly. Like, sometimes I get in at, like yesterday I got in at 7:30. I wasn't out till, like, 3, which is, like, fine. It's a great day. And then I went to Ventura, saw my boyfriend, that kind of thing. Mainly a day in the life. It'll be, like, yoga class, you know, keeping up with it, keeping up with the soul.
Yes.
And then work, if I have work. And then afterward, I'll try to, like see some of my friends that I, like, don't normally get to see if I'm working too often, which is always fun.
Are you from here?
I'm from Florida.
So you are from Florida. What part of Florida?
Jupiter. I just like saying that first because it sounds cool.
Like, where's Jupiter?
It's in West Palm Beach. It's about...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that you know.
I do West Palm Beach. I do West Palm Beach. Yeah. I'll be in Florida in 2 weeks. So I know. I love Florida.
Oh, really? Where are you going?
I'll be in Lake Mary, which is near Orlando.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yes. Yeah, awesome. Wait, that's so fun. What are you going for? Do you mind me asking?
I have a fan event for me.
Oh, yes.
It sounds weird when I say
everyone
it. I'm like...
Everyone go. Wait, I wish I could go. I would be there. I'd be first in line. I swear.
It still feels... I still, when I say it, it feels weird sometimes when
no,
I say it.
I know. Yes. Yeah, I can see how it would. But it doesn't feel weird on it.
Yeah, go ahead.
But you got fans,
but I do have fans. I do. But I'm also going to see my new little niece, Olivia Rose. She's
so
about
fun.
6 months old right now.
So fun.
So I'm very excited. I love newborns and babies, so I can't wait to meet her.
You know, wait, that's so great.
They are because newborns have that newborn smell.
Yeah, they do.
I just want to hold them. I just like their eyes are half open half the time, and
that's so sweet.
The cheeks, and they're not talking.
Oh no!
Once they start talking, it ruins everything. Why you start talking? It's over.
just stop.
And stop talking. Don't talk. You're cute. When you're not talking. Like some guys I know. Crazy.
That's what people say to me.
And, no, not you. I ain't talked to you forever. That's the truth. But yes, I'll be down there. But also, I'm going
to
Miami really quick, too.
Oh, that's fun.
I love Miami. South Beach.
Party.
I am.
South Beach. Who knows?
I love it. Ocean Drive. I love
great.
It. But I like Florida. One thing about Florida, you may agree with this.
What's that?
When you enter, because I've driven into Florida, I've flown into Florida, different ways there. When you go into Florida, no matter where you are in Florida, you can tell it's Florida.
Oh, that's.
Is that funny?
That's like, yes. No, it's so true. It's like when you walk into Target, you know it's Target because it smells like Target.
Or if you walk into Publix, you know it's Publix.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you get me. You get me. Pick up a pub sub, you know.
That's right. That's right.
Love it. That's so real.
I know my stuff.
That's so real.
Yes.
Yeah,
but you go there, you feel
it
you know.
Because it has Florida's a feeling.
Yes.
It's like, oh my God, that's...
It's a feeling.
Florida's a feeling.
It's a feeling.
No, and it smells because it's humid, too.
Yes.
And then there's bugs and...
Yes, there are.
Yeah. I mean, I love Florida for what it is.
Me too.
You know,
me
you
too.
Can't expect it to be California because I'm in love with California.
Yeah, well, yes. Got
you know,
it.
Like,
yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. So. And that's why I love going to their visits.
Yeah.
And
oh,
there.
Yeah. Yeah,
and their palm trees are different than our palm trees. They're different.
They are.
They have a lot there, too. We don't only place that palm trees,
different.
But they're very different palm
trees. Yeah. Oh, I don't even know how to describe their
me
differences,
neither.
But they're
it's just,
true.
Just different,
it's
aren't
different.
They?
Yeah.
I'm having my pork chop a cow when I'm down there, too.
Oh, Tijuana Flats, too.
They're
I just
too.
Discovered
yes.
Tijuana Flats when I went back.
Yeah,
and, like,
they're there, too.
That is also when I discovered queso.
Oh, yeah.
And queso.
Now you're making hungry.
There's no way to undiscover queso. It's just like, there's two parts of my life, before queso and after queso.
BQ and AQ. That's right.
It's so real. It's too real.
Courtney, I am in love with you.
Oh, I'm in love with you.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome
for having
back
me.
Anytime.
Okay. I'll just
back.
Be sitting here.
We're not leaving.
Interviewing someone else, but
yeah,
I'll
just sitting. We're not going anywhere. She's gonna stay here. But no, but seriously, if you ever finally do get that yoga thing going, I will come to your classes.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for that.
So now you're not on Twitter. Do you have any other thing? Are you on Instagram?
I'm on Instagram.
Tell people out there they can follow you on Instagram.
Hey, guys. I'm at Courtney Grossbeck on Instagram. Give me a follow if you feel like it.
Sure.
Either that or just, like, look at my page and be like, nah, man. You're fine.
Well, we look forward to seeing what's going on with your character.
Yes, me too. Me too.
It should be really good. Thank you. Yeah. So, of course, she's on Bold and the Beautiful. It's Courtney Grossbeck. It's CBS. You know what it's on. You know what's happening. It's out there.
Yes.
CBS. Watch it.
It's out there. It's happening.
Exactly. And our show, The Bold Breakdown, is on Sundays at 8 p.m., of course, every Sunday. And, of course, you can find the interviews that I've done with Pearson Frode, with Anthony Chappelle. Her will be on the page Bold and Beautiful Interview. It's going to be on iTunes and on YouTube, on AfterBuzz TV. Thank you for watching. I'm James Lott Jr., and I will see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Thank you so much for watching.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.